Okey, baik. Pada waktu ini, kita akan mendengarkan program Studio Conti bernama SME Venture at ASEAN 2025 yang berlangsung di MyTech Kuala Lumpur dengan melampirkan Managing Director Bubbles O2 Senyap Berhad, Ain Azizah Arifin.
Assalamualaikum, salam Malaysia Madani. My name is Hafiz Olsen from the Malaysia International Trade and Exhibition Centre of MyTech Kuala Lumpur for the SME Ventures at ASEAN 2025 or SME Venture ASEAN 2025. This is a flagship regional event dedicated to empowering Asian small and medium enterprise or SMEs, and it's running from 16 to 18 October 2025. The theme for SME Ventures ASEAN 2025 is bringing ASEAN closer to you. And I'm so excited to be in this event, to hosting this event here, because we expecting more than 10,000 visitors, and this is happening in conjunction for the Malaysia Chairmanship for the ASEAN 2025 that will be held end of this month. And also we have a very vast key partners and sponsorship, especially from the Produa Post Malaysia, Bubbles O2 and Toshiba Tech Sdn Bhd. Speaking on that matter, I mentioned about to you the Bubbles O2. I'm having a sore throat right now, so I'm just drinking the Bubbles O2. It's completely and it's getting better. No cap, no lying here. So I'm so excited and thrilled to bring to you Miss Ain Azizah Arifin, the Managing Director Bubbles O2, Malaysia's only natural oxygenated mineral water. How are you, Ain?
Hello, hi. I'm doing good.
Certainly. You look great.
Thank you.
Yes. A lot of water in you, see?
Water and energy and oxygen. Yeah.
Oxygen. That's the most important thing. So I think you and Bubbles O2, no need introduction, but I am really need to do this also, because I think might be our listeners, our audience might not be very familiar what is Bubbles O2.
Yep.
So this is your stage. How do you actually introduce to us the Bubbles O2? What is it?
So, to those that don't know Bubbles O2, I would call ourselves, Bubbles O2 actually is Malaysia's only naturally oxygenated mineral water. Mm-hmm. And what we do is actually we're an integrated mineral water manufacturer and as well distributor. What do I mean by the integrated is that we do end-to-end production. So, we do mineral water exploration. We do as well raw materials manufacturing, the end product manufacturing, logistics distribution, as well as the marketing and branding here. Mm-hmm. So we do end to end, and we started up in 2019 from a small team of about less than 10 people.
Okay.
We only did the manufacturing, and in 6 years we've integrated and grown the company to about 200 people strong.
Mm-hmm.
And we've now basically distributing this product right in front of us, Bubbles O2. In Malaysia, we have about more than 5,000 outlets across Malaysia. We're starting to really export in ASEAN as well as different parts of the world.
Since 2019 and still standing strong.
Alhamdulillah, still standing strong, yeah.
And this brand becomes so very popular right now.
I mean, for me, I'm really grateful that a lot of people, I would say, like and also resonate with the brand as well.
Okay, based on these your card, Malaysia's only natural oxygenated mineral water, what does it mean actually?
So what I mean to explain Malaysia's only naturally oxygenated mineral water is that I think to go back is to understand that in Malaysia we have two different water, bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
We have the reverse osmosis and also the mineral water, but we don't really have in Malaysia, it's not known that we have functional water.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where Bubbles O2 is. So for us to really go strong in the branding is we're Malaysia's only. Because why we're Malaysia's only? We're the only one in Malaysia right now that has a mineral water source that is high in dissolved oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is natural. We don't add anything to our source. I would say we are the pemegang amanah atau tak, the
stakeholders
of the water.
Yeah.
No. Right? So basically it's our water source is about 260 meters or two-thirds of KLCC underground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it has natural minerals, and also the one thing is that more than 100% of dissolved oxygen from the source itself.
You're based in Negeri Sembilan, right?
We're based in Negeri Sembilan, yeah.
It's expanding right now?
Expanding.
Yeah.
We are right now in Negeri Sembilan, we have two factories. One is for the raw materials production and one is for the mineral water production. But we're also expanding within Malaysia to see if there are potentially other places that we could find Bubbles O2. We might not know, but we'll see in the future.
you essentially provide a job opportunities for the local.
Yes.
So, after what, based on what you have mentioned, is mm-hmm. actually the difference between the bubble Zotu with the other producers.
Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult for you to compete with the other brands that stand out for a long time ago and
yeah.
you just come out into the market? How does it going?
So, I think, I mean, relatively speaking, we're a relatively new brand,
mm-hmm.
Especially since we started in COVID. To start mineral water, people don't really see a lot of players in the mineral water because it's quite a difficult or I would say mature
yeah.
industry in Malaysia with long-standing brands. So as an entrepreneur, as a young company, I mean, we had to really innovate or really change the way that we think of how to brand mineral water in the first place. Yeah.
Okay, so I have seen a lot of positive reviews from the consumers about their originality, about the oxygenated water they got from the bubble water products. And speaking on that matter, for the ASEAN SME Ventures ASEAN that happening this year, in conjunction with the ASEAN Chairmanship and also the ASEAN Market Fair 2025, what actually the new products that you bring to the table for the market?
So for Bubble Soto, right now we still are sticking with our product Bubble Soto, the packaging of 800 ml and 425. But what we have been doing in conjunction, we just recently expanded our business operations. Previously, people knew us as a manufacturer and also a brand, but we've also expanded more. So here in SME Ventures, what we're bringing is our services. One of the services is that we are we have a services or expertise in mineral water exploration. So we find new mineral water sources across Malaysia, and we want to look at or find people who are wanting to find mineral water, and that's where I've been really looking to the new partnerships in the future. And another one that we're doing is in digitalization. So we have our AI and also our IT team here who are, I mean, they're opening up what is the digital segment that we have. So basically it's to give back to the society and to share experiences that we have to people who want to know what the story of Bubble Soto and what we're doing next. Yeah.
So basically you need to be hydrated to have this very wonderful mindset here. So I am still with Ms. Ain Azizah Arifin, Managing Director for the Bubble Soto, the only Malaysia's naturally oxygenated mineral water. Ayan, if I may ask you, you started from SMEs, but now you're supporting SMEs and you collaborate with the event. And how is it going so far? You can see a lot of SMEs that growing up in this platform, in this arena.
For me, when we started off, I think seeing how big or how many new faces that I've been seeing across the past 2 days, I think I'm really happy. It shows that Malaysians really are, I would say, resilient and really are creative in the economy itself. Because without all these entrepreneurs or new entrepreneurs coming up, I would say there's no innovation. So having to see all these people and new faces and network with new faces, I think it's good to have bounce around ideas. I talked with one of the founders here. I mean, it's good to network and bounce around ideas so that there's no stagnancy amongst us, and there's no stagnancy in terms of the mindset of the younger generation.
For me, this platform and this event, SME Ventures ASEAN, is an enormous platform for the bubbles to promote your products. And how this platform really promoting your bubbles also, and people getting more know about your. And I think this is quite challenging for you.
Yeah. I think for us, one of the things that we really want to do at Bubble Soto is for exposure, brand exposure. So, I mean, to partner up with SME Corp as well as KUSCOP in this SME Ventures 2025 is to actually open up doors. We're not really looking, I mean, I don't expect to straight away get any sales or whatnot, but actually to bring out that brand as an association and also that brand to the people, especially to those in ASEAN with our ASEAN Chairmanship in 2025, because we want to be bubbles. We want to see Bubble Soto not just as a local player in the market. We really are looking to expand and export overseas. And I think the fastest and the closest place to our heart is in ASEAN.
Yeah.
So we see that really good link with this program.
Okay, speaking of the challenges that you've been through, if I can turn back the question from started your beginning since 2019, we know that that is the year where COVID started to spike.
Yeah.
And I believe you've been facing a lot of challenges mm-hmm. ahead. And how actually SME really come into the action to help you to survive in that era, actually?
So when we started back in 2019, one of the challenges that we had was actually of course, this COVID is a challenge in itself. But for me, even during COVID, I see it as an opportunity. Where there's a challenge, there's always opportunity. Because for us, mindset started to change within the consumer market to look into more healthier options. What else can they do to increase the healthy lifestyle? Mm-hmm. So for us, one thing that happened, one challenge that I really found was that how to scale up the business. So for us, one of it, of course, is to have a steady flow of cash. And it was quite hard as a retail because we started with online. Mm-hmm. So when some financial institutions at that point of time, it was quite hard because we were quite new. As well as, I think, being a young entrepreneur, it was hard to get people to trust. Yeah, it was not an easy journey. Mm-hmm. So I think when we met up with SME Corp and through their BEEP grant, mm-hmm. And when we applied and we got that, we were able to actually buy new machinery in order for us to scale up, especially our production, to meet the demand at
all
that
right.
time.
Right, impressive. So your take home message for our listeners, our audience today, how you're going to advise all of us mm-hmm. for those who actually started SMEs, starting doing business, about challenges, about the preparation, about the mindset, the most important thing. How do you say about it?
I think there's a few things that mm-hmm. To be resilient is one of the challenges or one of the advice to be. Resilience is not only in terms of, I would say, physically, but also mindset, mentally, mm-hmm. is that when something goes wrong or something doesn't go the way we want, there's always a different way to think about it. I had my down points in life as an entrepreneur, but having the right mindset as well as the right people to support you, to bring you up, that this is just not one point. It's a journey. Mm-hmm. So seeing it that way is to help us to move forward in life. And also, of course, the second part is to really plan where you want to be ahead 5-10 years down the line and strategize maybe with yourself and an advisor or with the team, how do you want to get there?
Alright, so what people can benefit from your co-sponsoring and co-organizing for this event, what people can get from your booth?
So anyone who comes to our booth can always come and meet our team, talk to our team and see what we have new in store. But also, as always, if you come down to our booth, don't forget to visit, talk to us, follow our social media and get free bubble soup too until tomorrow.
You're providing so many. How many is it? 12,000 bottles, right?
12,000 bottles throughout the event.
Quite a number.
Yeah.
Alright, thank you, Miss Ain Aziza Arifin, Managing Director for the Bubble Soup 2. Thank you for your your thought, your advice to us. I'm so impressed. How young are you and very big mindset for a big company coming in. Thank you so much for
having me.
Thank you for your time. Thank you so much for listening and watching us for the Bernama Mini Conti today. We will be right back.